The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Monday. We're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Let's get to the first talkback of the day. Of course, it doesn't matter who it's from, what it's about, as long as it came in first. We're playing it first.
Happy Monday, crew. I want to go back and talk about Graham's gift to his wife. I think it's amazing, Graham, that you listen to your wife and give her what she would need and actually want for the year. It feels good to have a man listen. My man gives me a pair of boots every year, and I love it, and a couple other things that I actually need, and I love it every year. Keep it up.
Thank you. Wow. I appreciate it. That's the best talk back of 2025, and I appreciate you. We talked last week. A lot of people didn't know we were back on the air last week.
We were.
Not the whole week, but, you know, a couple of the days. And we talked about what everybody got for Christmas and what they gave their significant others for Christmas here on the JV Show, because I'm routinely just blasted and ridiculed for the gifts I give my wife, because I listen all year long, and while some of the things I give her may be a little more utilitarian, they are still things that she has mentioned throughout the year that she wants.
Can you refresh our memory? What were those gifts this year?
So this year I got her a new hair dryer, and because the one, her current one, was like kind of on the fritz and worked half the time, it didn't work the other half the time. Yep. So she got a new hair dryer and a new milk frother for her coffee, because our previous one was broken. And
which you're happy about too.
I'm very, you guys, this thing is great.
I still think you should be banned from using it. It's a gift for her.
Oh, mm-hmm. Makes a fantastic, just perfect creamy froth for the top of a coffee. Excellent. Highly recommend. And then I also got her the Taylor Swift posture bra. It's not made by Taylor Swift, but Taylor Swift wore one time or whatever. Then I found that company and I ordered that. But that was something that my wife had mentioned that she wanted one night, like during the summer. And so I got that for her, and that was the thing. So there you go. Now, I thought I did a pretty good job this year. You guys gave me an approval, right?
This is the first year I think I've approved.
I've gotten her so many fantastic gifts, and you guys.
Well, a lot of the other things were more for the house.
Dwell on those. My wife loves home design, decor, home things.
That's true. Like that,
because she's nice.
She loves that,
and she's not going to turn them down. Obviously.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I've gotten her really good stuff. Now,
you've gotten her purses and stuff before.
Yes, this brings me to my next point, though. Because I don't care what I get her going forward. Selena has forfeited the right to ever critique anything that I get from henceforth, because you admitted you didn't even get your man something this year.
That is true.
So you didn't get a gift. And then the gift that you received, your man Venmo'd you some cash.
It was Apple Pay.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not. Apple Pay just sounds better.
No, it doesn't.
For me, it does.
Apple Pay is faster.
Right. Even lazier. Like, let me handle. So from henceforth, you shall no longer be able to critique my gift giving. Jess, it's still open season for you if you want to weigh in on it. But Selena, sorry.
I will slide Jess all my notes and she will just be reading them for
me. That's fine, but you have to zip it from here on out.
Second talkback of the day, should we?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Good morning, JV crew. I see you guys are back. Today is my first day back as well. Welcome back. Love you guys. And can't wait to hear you guys. Rubensito, Sacktown. Much love.
Sacktown.
Well, sorry, Rubensito. This ain't our first day back. We were back last week.
Yeah.
Last week.
But we're glad you're back.
Thanks for listening.
Now he left that, you know, talk back maybe an hour ago or something.
Yeah.
How did he see that we were back today?
He sensed it.
Because he said, I see that you guys are back.
Are you watching us?
He knew we were back last week. He just decided not to be back with us until today.
But he said, today's my first day back also as well. I see you guys are back today.
I think he's
that guy that has the telescope that's looking into the men's room over there.
That is definitely him.
That's got to be Rubensito. What's up, Rubensito? What's that?
We have a lot of official business that we have to cover here on the JV Show. There is the football bet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yep.
Next year on the JV Show, we're going to find out how many times Jess has to spin the chug wheel and chug.
Oh, God.
Tomorrow's going to be a good day, you guys.
Based on how many games the New York Giants won and lost this season. So Graham's going to give out all the football details of that next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Monday. Woo! Just kidding. Let's tone it down. It's just this Monday. The JV Show here. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And right now it's time for
the four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
So it's 2025 and In-N-Out is expanding. They're going to add a few more locations in New Mexico, which I personally don't like. People that are not from here don't appreciate In-N-Out the way that we do.
No, they're not good enough for
it. That's what I'm saying. Next year, they're going to be opening a location in Nashville.
Interesting. They're not ready for it either. The Sacramento Kings came to Chase Center last night and pounded the Warriors 129-99. The Kings were without their best player, De'Aaron Fox, who's out with an injury, so a loss like this at home has to be pretty troubling for Warriors fans, especially when the light the beam chants could be heard on the TV broadcast of the game last night at Chase. The Warriors host the Miami Heat tomorrow at Chase Center before they head out on a four-game road trip. Go Sports.
Woo! So much fog this morning, you guys.
My wife just texted me. She said, did you see the fog? How is the fog on your drive in this morning? The fog.
Other than that, though, we'll see mostly sunny skies with highs in the low 60s.
Hey, Pisces besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a 9 with Mars in Cancer for the next 7 weeks. What the hell
Love
does that,
that
mean?
For me. Love being in Cancer.
Whatever. Mars is in Cancer for the next 7 weeks. You're going to find yourself especially lucky in love. Ooh. Romantic endeavors will flourish and newfound passion will crank the heat up.
Ooh.
Wow. What does that mean?
For a whole 7 weeks?
You're of that?
Mean, wow.
Yeah. No big deal.
Mars and
I'm
Cancer,
here for it.
Whatever that means.
Let's talk chugging. Will you lay out details of the football bet, please?
All right, so our very own Jess here, and I made a season-long football bet. And Jess is from Salinas, and her hometown team is, of course, the New York Giants. And she and I made a bet based on what we thought the Giants' record would be at the end of the season. Now, Vegas set the over-under. They set their projected odds at 6.5 wins. We said, let's just make it 7. And for any win above 7 that the Giants were able to achieve, that's the number of times I would have to spin the chug wheel. If they came up short of that 7, all of the wins below that is the number of times Jess would have to spin the chug wheel and chug. Well, the season wrapped up yesterday, as we know. The Eagles beat the Giants yesterday with all of their backups. Remember, we talked about this last week. The Eagles were resting all their starters. They beat the Giants 20-13. The Giants finished 3-14 on the season, tied with just the lowly Titans and the Browns for the worst record in the entire NFL. Even the Raiders had more wins.
Only one more.
Had more wins than the New York Giants. So, simple math, 7 - 3 equals...
Wait, let me get my calculator. Hold on.
Oh, yeah, get the calculator out. Equals 4.
Bring that number over.
And 4 is the number of times... 4 is the number of times that Jess will have to now spin the chug wheel.
4 times.
And 4 consecutive chugs. Now, Selena, here's where you and I need to talk about this.
Yes.
Because earlier in the year when the Giants were struggling to even get a second win, we're like, whoa, Jess is going to have to chug 6 things in a row. That's too much liquid, the volume.
Even four.
4 things, and we thought maybe it's a shot of each thing that it lands
a
on
shot?
In the chug wheel.
Hey, we agreed.
That kind of flies in the face of chugging. That would, look, I had your back. That's too much. It's too much liquid if you had to chug 6 things in a row. But 4?
4 is a lot still.
It's
one
still
is a lot
but
when
it's
we do
doable.
The chug wheel.
What
so
if they're like
is,
half chugs?
I think halves.
What if it's like a half chug?
Yeah, so
it's
I
like,
think more than a shot, less than half.
Somewhere in there.
Let's
call it 3/8.
I think let's just. Shot, let's just throw that completely out of the conversation because that's nothing.
Yeah,
okay,
but
that
wheel,
was in the conversation. Why are we going back on that?
Because that's when you had to chug like 5 different things.
We thought maybe it was 5, 6, 7 things. That's too much.
I'm okay with a little less than half.
Yeah, because you're not drinking it. I'll remember this.
4 spins and 3/8 of a cup each time.
Yes.
4 spins and
3/8. Are we going to be measuring?
3/8. Because 4/8 is a half. So you said a little less than a half and a little more than a shot. 3/8.
And Grammy?
I don't know how we measure that.
I'll bring my measuring cups in my kitchen.
I don't know if there's a 3/8 cup. 3/8 on a ruler or tape measure, sure. But
I don't know. We'll work that out tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Graham, now the real question is, when are we doing this? We're going to do it on tomorrow's show.
Yeah, tomorrow.
So we can let everyone know. God. Tune in at...
Yes.
Should we do it at sign-on?
What time do we normally do the chug wheel?
That would be 8:20.
Maybe we do it right there.
Okay.
The Chug fans can rejoice.
You know what? I made the bet. I'm gonna fulfill my part of the bet. and I'm just going to pray from my insides.
I mean, there are...
And that's a great attitude to have, Jess.
Look, I got to go to the store today to fill out the JB Show 2025 Chug Wheel, but there are always a couple safe spaces, and in theory, you could hit something
that's actually true.
Can tolerate. You could 4 spins in a row. It's every time's the same odds.
You know what? You're right. I'm going to keep a positive attitude about this.
Manifest something good.
Yeah.
So 8:20 tomorrow morning, be here.
Does anybody want to chug with me?
No. In solidarity?
Yeah. No. I'm going to sit that one out. I'm busy that day.
That's what you get for being a Giants fan.
Yeah.
Right?
I guess.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Oh my God, you guys. Everyone is on it already. I think, well, as of now,
people are
on their New Year's resolutions. Oh. As of now, people have already started, and it seems that they might be sticking to them. Because
it's only been a few days.
That is true. That is a bold statement. But I was at the gym this weekend, and it was packed. I could not find parking.
Wait, aren't you sick?
A little bit.
Don't be bringing that sickness to the gym.
Should you be going to a packed gym?
Oh my God, that's a good point. I am a lot. Technically, I was a little better.
How many coughs did you let go in the gym? Because you're walking around here trying to hold your coughs in.
Just swallow them like I do.
Gross.
I'm just kidding.
Well, usually when I cough, it's just into my sleeve. But also, I made sure I stayed in only one section of the gym.
And so you let everybody, you put some caution tape and be like, this is a gym zone. Do not enter over here. Because that would be the polite thing to do. Is that what you did?
No, I didn't.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah.
So if you go to Justice Gym,
and that was in San Mateo,
San Mateo.
You'll be experiencing flu-like symptoms starting probably tomorrow.
But how long do you guys give it until it dies down?
Couple weeks.
It's usually always 2 weeks.
Yeah.
When I worked out consistently, I hated going to the gym in January because it was packed with a whole bunch of noobs and people that didn't know what they were doing. And inevitably, by the end of January, it was all back to normal.
Wait, Graham.
Yeah.
You said you were going to be back to working out.
That's right.
This year.
That was going to be your New Year's thing.
It wasn't really a New Year's resolution, but it is going to be my 2025 is going to be my health and wellness journey year because I haven't been able to focus on doing anything like that for myself because I've been building the house for 3 years. And now that that is winding down, I'm starting back in the gym, not this week, but next Monday. Because my kids are still... They're still on holiday break this week. So I can't go this week.
But
once they're back in school next week, watch out, gym membership that I've been paying for the past 2 years without going, I'm getting my money's worth.
Do you guys have any other resolutions?
Not spending so much and going to the gym more.
One thing that I... so basically the same as everybody else.
Everybody else.
One thing that I do want to do different this year is I want to not respond to negativity on social media.
You're still doing that?
Which normally I feel like I'm pretty good at doing, but over the break I did respond to a couple people and I really shouldn't have. And part of me felt...
Better?
I felt... No. Well, in the moment, yes. But then afterwards I felt bad. I'm like, why am I even responding? I shouldn't have said what I said. And so
what for?
After that, starting now, if I don't like your energy, sorry, you're just getting blocked.
All right, starting now.
Starting today.
Okay.
Starting now. If you've received a block from Selena on air, it's because she doesn't like your energy.
Your energy was affecting me in a negative way.
You're a troll. I'm going to make the same resolution that I actually did last year, and was that I was going to go to the doctor.
Because you didn't go.
I didn't go last year. I thought last year was going to be my year. This year is going to be my year.
I'm telling you,
it's going to be a full health and wellness journey.
At 26 and a half, by all facets.
At 27 and a half.
27 and a half?
Yeah.
You need to go.
I know. I need a full battery of tests and checkups and physical and all that. So this is going to be the year that I do that.
This isn't really a resolution, but something that I did do different this year. I started taking down my Christmas decorations yesterday.
Wow.
I didn't even wait till July.
It's not even summer.
I know.
Are you feeling okay? This is not the Selena that I know.
I know.
So everything's down. House is bare.
No, not everything's down. I said I started. I started taking down some of the outdoor stuff. Well, you know how it goes. Like I have to leave the tree up at least until today because it's Three Kings Day.
Oh, yeah. Woo!
And then the tree will probably come down this weekend when I have more time.
Got it. Yeah, I'm with you. Our decorations are still up. Our tree, well, we didn't have a lot of decorations in the new house, but we did have a tree, and the tree is fully up, fully decorated. The lights are still on. And I asked normally January 1st, my wife it's down. Everything, Everything's back in the boxes and we move forward. And this year I'm like, do you want me to start taking the tree down? She's like, I don't know where the boxes are, that the ornaments go, because in the move, I don't know where it is.
So you just guys leave, have so much going on,
so
though.
So just leave it up. I'm like shocked this year. I keep waiting for her to be like, okay, take the tree down and then I'll do it. But otherwise, I don't know.
It's weird that after Christmas, it doesn't bring as much joy, like walking into the room where the tree is. You're like tired of it. You're like, just go away.
No, but it still looks nice. It's still something to like. I've only known our living room with the tree in it. It's going to look empty without it.
Oh, that's true. So, I don't know. I think you should just take it down, though.
It's still like, we have a real tree. I haven't watered the thing in like, you know, weeks because I knew I was going to be taking it down. It's as green and it hasn't started to go brown at all. The thing looks beautiful. Still, fresh piney smell.
Leave it up as long as you can.
I might. This thing might be up till June.
And back to Three Kings Day. Happy Three Kings Day to everyone that is celebrating. Did you guys leave your shoes out?
I didn't.
How are you supposed to receive the gifts?
Jess, like, what's wrong with you?
Well, I haven't gotten gifts in a long time, so.
Wow. Does it work the same way? Like, if you've been bad all year, they don't come?
Must be.
No. Well, maybe. I mean, I haven't gotten anything, so I guess.
And Graham?
I still don't know what it is, but every year I have you explain it.
You leave your shoes out, and the three kingsmen, they come by, and they leave you gifts, candy, money, little toys, mostly for the kids, but I mean, why not if you're an adult, I suppose.
So do you, at your house, are shoes just filled with goodies right now?
The ones that left the shoes out, yes, the two older kids, I told them, hey, if you don't leave your shoe out, you're not getting anything, and guess what? Left for work this morning, I took a little peek, shoes not out, so they're not getting stuff.
Wow.
Trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Camila Cabello making out with her billionaire boyfriend.
Wait, I thought...
Since when? Thought
we were trying to get back together with Shawn Mendes.
No, she's not trying to get back together with him. All right, so she, I guess, has been linked to this guy, Henry Jr., Shalhoub or something like that. And you can check out these latest photos of them together at JB Morning Show. That's our Instagram. We posted something on our story. They were first linked back in November after they were seen cozying up together at a fashion show after party in Saudi Arabia. But then this past weekend, they were in St. Barts. They're like, you know, lounging, they're pooling, they're beaching, and they were all over each other. They
what
were
was
like
that
in
other
the
verb?
Pool.
Pooling?
Pooling, beaching. Lounging.
I didn't know pooling was a verb.
It's not.
Just like, what are we doing this weekend? Pooling.
But yeah, they were all over each other. The PDA was at an all-time high. What do you make of this? Because I have two thoughts.
Trying to make Shawn Mendes jealous.
I think it's less about trying to make him jealous, but I do think she wins in the battle against Sabrina Carpenter. This guy is...
Just because you're dating someone that inherited a lot of money?
Yes.
I don't know.
Meanwhile, she's dealing with what's his name and his shenanigans.
Barry Keoghan?
Yes.
I think Sabrina still wins.
Why?
Just because I feel like...
The career.
The career
part of things, yeah.
That's a good point.
Like, Sabrina can kind of have anybody she wants right now.
By the way, this new boyfriend, Camila Cabello's man, Henry Jr. Shalhoub, he is the billionaire heir to his family's... company Shalhoub Group, based out of Dubai. They are a firm described as a partner and creator of luxury experiences in the Middle East with a portfolio of 8 owned brands and over 300 international brands.
Whoa.
Must be nice.
She's got money.
Your family has done so well and you just step into limitless wealth. Oh, isn't that great? Heartwarming, really. Oh. Like, shut up.
Police in Detroit have requested a warrant for Nicki Minaj. So Nicki's former manager recently made some claims. Brandon Garrett, he says in a lawsuit that Nicki got physical with him and not in the good way. He says back in April of last year, this is all in Detroit, Nicki asked him to go to her dressing room after a show. And when he got there, she flew into a rage when she learned that he once sent somebody else to pick up one of her prescriptions. So it must have been something pretty embarrassing is what I'm assuming. He says Nicki hit him in the face with an open palm and then slapped his wrist, knocking all the papers he was holding out of his hand. Fast forward to now, Detroit police have sent a warrant request to the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office to determine whether or not criminal charges will be issued.
So he just, you know, went to go get her Valtrex and then got slapped?
No, he sent somebody else.
Oh, somebody else to get her Valtrex, yeah. and then he got slapped for it.
Yes.
Wow,
wait, is that's the hurt?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Okay, so you know how over the break I was in.
You were taking it.
I was in Mexico, oh. And I told mm-hmm. you how I had gone to. I stopped at one of the pharmacies at the airport. I drank so much that my head was literally pounding by the time I got to the airport. Anyways, so I go and I stopped and got some Advil.
Yeah.
And I told you how the lady in front of me, she was buying some weight loss medication. I was like, oh, that's different. Just mm-hmm. walking here. Can I have some Ozempic? Sure. Here you go. There, I heard someone else in there ask for
Valtrex.
Yeah. And I thought it sounded familiar, but I wasn't sure. But that's what it was.
I mean, I don't know. I remember the commercial.
I don't remember commercials.
Yeah, me either.
I just remember JB once talking about Paris Hilton. There was a rumor or something Paris Hilton was seen with it. I don't even know if that's true or not. But anyways, there's my story. Graham, what do you have?
All right, take a moment and say your goodbyes to Perry the Donkey.
The Shrek one?
The Baron Park Donkeys announced on their Instagram on Friday that the world famous Palo Alto Donkey had passed at the age of 30. Perry was, like you just said, Selena, the inspiration and the real-life face for the Shrek character, Donkey, and he was a beloved member of the Bay Area community. We talked about Perry recently because as he was aging, his medical bills and care costs were just skyrocketing, and it was a real point of contention with the Palo Alto City Council. One member of the council, he said publicly, this is what we talked about, he said it was irresponsible to continue paying tens of thousands of dollars a year to pay for his old ass and, a couple of his donkey buddies that are trying to live their best lives at Baron Park because the city of Palo Alto was facing a budget deficit, and why are we spending all this money on these asses? Anyways, he has now passed at the age of 30. An outpouring of support has come in from all corners of the globe for Perry the Donkey, perhaps the world's most famous donkey. I don't know of any other. If you can name
a
bigger
donkey. I can't name a single other donkey.
If you can name another donkey celebrity that's bigger than Perry, I challenge you to do that. No announcements have been made yet regarding a memorial service for Perry, but we know that Jess will be in attendance reporting live for the JB show to cover the, I'm sure there'll be like a big procession.
That's so sad.
And stuff, and a 21-gun salute. Anyone want to share your favorite? A memory, a time that you shared with Perry and he really helped you out or inspired you. And
there's that one time I saw him in Shrek.
Yeah.
That was one time in Shrek 2.
Yeah, but it looked like him.
Yeah.
Shrek 3.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Shrek 3.
Shrek 4 was my favorite.
There's four of those three?
And then he came back for Shrek 5. I think they're on Shrek 6 now.
Are they? How many Shreks are there?
I know they're up there. I haven't been keeping track.
Somebody Google that. How many Shreks are there?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get to What the Bleep, Graham, you laid some very sad news on us a little earlier.
Yeah, we learned over the weekend that Perry the Donkey, the donkey that inspired the donkey character in Shrek, he passed away. He's been living out his days at a park in Palo Alto, and Perry died at the age of 30.
Right, and you did say who's a more famous donkey than Perry? Can you even name one?
The world's most famous donkey.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back. Happy New Year. Isn't Eeyore a donkey? I think. Pretty sure. I think he might be a little bit more famous than the Shrek one, if he is a donkey. Have a great week.
I would agree with that, but is he a donkey?
Eeyore is a donkey, right?
Eeyore most definitely is a donkey.
Okay, well, then I think Eeyore's more famous.
Than the Shrek donkey?
Ooh,
now, I was saying Perry's the most famous, to clarify, Perry's the most famous real-life donkey. Like, real life. Because everyone knew he was the likeness for the Shrek donkey, and that
then
made
I'm going back to Perry.
An actual live donkey celebrity. Is there a live donkey out there that's more famous than Perry?
No,
then I'm
was
gonna say no.
Because he's now passed.
Oh, rest in peace. All right, let's get to What the Bleep. It's where you can win a JB Show chug mug. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the free iHeartRadio app. Let's jump right into it. Here is today's clip.
I told my boyfriend that from now on we can only once every 2 weeks. Do you guys think that's fair?
It's more than me. So it sounds plenty. Sounds plenty fair to me.
You know, just trying something new.
Got it. All right. Interesting. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Remember, school's back in session, at least for most kids, right? My kids aren't, though.
Selena? Kids are back today, yeah.
All right. Well, so let's
Hayward is back.
Let's keep it clean and family friendly. Keep those guesses clean. When you do leave a guess on the iHeartRadio app, leave us your name and your city along with that guess so we can shout you out when you win. But you got to be the first correct answer of the morning.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing What the Bleep, where you can win this JV Show chug mug. Just got to be the first person to guess today. today's bleeped out word. In case you missed today's clip, here it is.
I told my boyfriend that from now on, we can only once every 2 weeks. Do you guys think that's fair?
Once every 2 weeks?
Yeah.
I bet he would like it, like, I don't know, maybe daily or every other day.
Yeah, he wasn't very happy about it.
Right.
All right, what is that bleeped out word? If you think you know, leave your guesses on the talkback mic on the iHeart app. Let's go through some of your guesses now.
This is Owen and Jessica from Gilroy. We think the bleeped out word is eat out.
You can only eat out once every 2 weeks. That's probably a pretty good rule to save some money in the new year, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I'll definitely be implementing that one as well.
Going out to dinner is expensive.
Yeah. Even fast food, expensive.
But also groceries are expensive too.
Everything's expensive.
I'm just not going to eat.
That sounds healthy.
Right.
Good morning, JB Show. Matt from San Jose. It's been a minute. Hope you all are doing good. I think the bleeped out word for today is fast food.
Fast food.
What about that? Fast food once every two weeks.
Selena, I don't know you if couldn't I could make do that one.
Actually, I have very much toned down the fast food.
Really?
Yeah.
By like 10%?
Well, I told you I started working out right before the holidays for some stupid reason. And so ever since then, I haven't really.
Good for you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy New Year. Andrew out of Hayward here. I think the bleeped out word this morning is DoorDash. You guys have a good rest of your day.
DoorDash. No, we talk about me DoorDashing quite often. Jess, do you?
Not very often. I'd say like once a month.
What?
Yep.
Really?
How do you live?
Seriously.
Because I can't justify like the amount of extra money that you pay for that. So I'll just order for pickup and go get it myself. I know, I'm a psychopath.
Wow, I am shooketh.
Jess has a lot more free time.
That's true.
Yes, yes. And you don't have a bunch of kids. You got to pile into the car everywhere.
And
you
I'm
go.
Younger, so I have a lot of energy.
Whoa.
I'm only 27 and a half, so what you talking
I'm only 26
about?
And a half. Watch your mouth.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Monday, the JV Show here. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Tess. We're playing What the Bleep, where you can win this JV Show chug mug. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the newly updated iHeartRadio app, by the way. Ooh. A lot of cool new features on there.
That's right.
But leave your guess. First person to get it right, we're going to send you a chug mug. Now, in case you missed today's clip, here it is.
I told my boyfriend that from now on, we can only once every 2 weeks. Do you guys think that's fair?
I think that's fair,
right?
Of course, your ladies body, your think choice. It's fair. Yeah.
Let's go to your guesses. What is that bleeped out word?
Good morning, JV Show. Mondo from San Jose. And I think the bleeped out word is party.
Party.
Party. That was a pretty popular guess this morning.
That
party.
Is a good guess. We did a lot of partying in December, so that needs to slow down
in 2025.
Yep.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Yesenia in Concord, and my guess is sleep in.
Sleep in? Only once every 2 weeks.
I can't sleep in anymore.
Me neither.
Yeah. My body just automatically wakes me up like 7 a.m.
This dang morning show schedule, I'm telling you. It ruins the ability to sleep in.
And my boyfriend hates it because on the weekends he likes to sleep in. And when he stays over or I stay at his house, I'm awake and I'm like ready to go for the day. And he wants to sleep in for
another 3 hours. To be with you?
No, I don't. But then he says he feels bad if I'm just awake. And
she's just pacing around the room with like her shoes on. Bunch of loud sighs like, go already.
All right, back to your guesses. What is today's bleeped out word?
Hi, this is Maria and Christopher from San Jose. We think the bleep out word is go on a date. Thank
go
you.
On a date?
How about that, a date? Once every 2 weeks? That sounds pretty good.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, like an official date, yeah.
Do you guys go on dates?
We do, but we kind of turn everything into a date. Because we do a lot of, since we see each other on weekends mainly, we plan a lot of things for those days.
I feel like everything with no kids is a date.
That's true.
I know.
Yeah.
You have it easy.
Right.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Victoria from Hayward. My guess for the bleeped out word is drink, like drink alcohol.
There we go. Woo! Here's today's clip, unbleeped.
I told my boyfriend that from now on, we can only drink once every 2 weeks. Do you guys think that's fair? That's fair, right?
Once
now I'm not gonna force him. Obviously, he can make his own decisions. But if he wants to support me in my New Year's resolution, then
Once every 2 weeks.
Your New Year's resolution.
Well, one
that's
of
a
them.
Bold.
That's bold. Once every
that's
2 weeks,
bold.
Go the entire year on that
oh,
kind
no,
of schedule.
No.
Well, that's
not,
what a New
let's
Year's
not.
Resolution is.
Right. This is
well,
just
yeah,
the start
but the
year
New Year's resolution,
resolution
that is just for the start of the year.
That you're going to inevitably break.
Yes.
That leads us to something we're going to be talking about a little later on the show, 8:05, because if you were not with us last week when we came back live, both these two dill holes I'm sitting up here with, Selena and Jess, both proclaimed that they are partaking in dry January. And I said, there needs to be some terms or some stakes so that you guys actually stick to it. And I said, I am not doing dry January this year because I'm tired of you guys giving me crap about my version of dry January, which is more of a damp January. I'm still going damp January, but you guys said you are going fully dry January, and I've laid out a couple of let's call them consequences if you don't follow through, or
I
one of you doesn't follow through.
Things. I really
do because we hold you to it.
I really do. I'm like, let me not.
All right, 8:05 this morning. We will discuss, but first, let's give some shout outs. Let's give some shout outs. First and foremost, Victoria in Hayward. She had the very first correct answer this morning. Nice job. Brand new JV Show Chug Mug. Boom! Straight coming your way. A lot of other people came with the correct answer this morning, so let's shout out some of them. David, our buddy David in Richmond. What's up, David? What's up? He had it. So did Nikki in Hayward. Julie in Valley Springs had it correct. So did Lori in Morgan Hill. Abby in Concord. What's up, Abby? What's up? How's Concord this morning? Probably foggy.
Foggy.
It's real foggy everywhere. Leo in San Jose had it. So did Hedva and Campbell. And our buddy AJ in Hayward had it amongst a few other people. So shout out to you guys for playing and getting it correct. Would be nice to shout you out for getting it first. Yep. So you guys just speed it up
not
a little bit.
Not quite
next
fast
time.
Enough, but all good. Tomorrow morning, 7:05, we'll do it again.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's get right to it. Let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, who is this?
Hey, this is Raymond. How are you?
Hi, Raymond. Oh, I am great. Thank you so much for asking. How are you?
Doing well for a Monday.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's Monday. How was the weekend, though? Anything good?
No, just watched my son play basketball and then just hung out with the family, so
well,
that was good.
That's good, as long as your son is good at basketball.
Yeah, did they get a W or did they get stomped?
No, they got the W.
All right.
It was a good weekend.
All right, let's see if you can get tickets for
Jay Vadavine. He's going to be at the SAP Center this upcoming May, so you could get a pair of tickets.
Nice. Here's how it works. We're going to ask you 4 trivia questions inside the JV Show's Yup Nope game. Got to get 3 correct, and the tickets are yours, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Here is question number 1. What boy band was Love and Blind host Nick Lachey a member of?
Love is Blind is the name of the show.
What did I say?
Love in Blind.
Love in Blind.
Love is
Love
Blind.
Love is Blind on Netflix. My bad.
Why am I blinking? I know this too.
You were a huge boy band fan back in the day. I know.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I was part of them. I can't think of the name. I'm blanking like crazy. Sorry, I don't know.
Oh. Nope. 98 degrees.
98 degrees.
Is that ringing a bell? Yeah, 98 degrees.
He was the best one of all of the degreesers.
How many were there, Graham Drew?
There were like 3 of them, right?
No.
There's more?
4?
Yes, there's 4. Thank you, Raymond.
Okay. There's always four.
Oh, wow.
I thought they were different for some reason.
I never even heard of 98 degrees.
You've never heard of 98 degrees, Jess?
Wow.
I don't think so.
Well, that's where born
I mean,
Nick Lachey came from.
I'm only 26 and a half. Even I know that.
My grandparents used to tell me about it. All right, question number 2. Peanuts were often called ground nuts because they are grown where?
In the ground.
Okay. That's right. Underground. That's where you get your nuts from, underground.
Mm-hmm. All right, here's question number 3. In our solar system, what planet is closest to the sun?
Mars.
Mercury. Well, Mercury's right, but he said Mars.
You can't just
shout out all the planets you know in our solar system. Jupiter, Saturn, Mars, Mercury.
He knew it.
Yeah, because he's saying.
Oh, my God. Raymond, I tried. I tried to have your back here.
All right. Well, thanks for trying.
Well, think about it. We'll see how you do on this last question, and then we'll determine if you won or not. Oh. All right, question number 4. Seoul is the capital city of what country?
Korea, South Korea.
Yep. Saved it there with the South Korea. Well, we can give him that Mercury one, even though he said Mars. Oh, fine.
Yep.
Raymond, now you get to check out Jay Balvin when he comes to the SAP Center on May 10th, because you just got 2 tickets.
Nice.
Right.
Let's go.
Yeah, I just want to give a shout out to my kids, Ian and Morgan.
Ian and Morgan, what's up?
What's up?
Who gives a fart?
Best dad ever. Winning them some tickets. All right. Congratulations, Raymond. Hang on there. Graham, do we have more shout-outs?
Yeah, a couple DM slides. You know how moms like to slide into my DMs, and I'm like, hey, what's up? I got one here that says, hey, can you do a shout-out for my daughter's birthday? Her 8th birthday is Sunday, but I know she'd love hearing a shout-out on Monday. Happy birthday, beautiful. That's from Mom, Dad, and your brothers. Love you lots. Thank you. Have a great day. That's from Mom, Nancy. So happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Did she say her name in there?
I don't know.
No, she didn't. So happy birthday, daughter, from mom and dad. Very vague. If you're a daughter out there, you have a birthday today. Happy birthday. Another one here, it says, what's up, G? Can you please wish my son, Amari, a happy 11th birthday? His birthday was December 29th, but we're usually on break. Can't always listen to you guys. Mm-hmm. Just want to mention that he's such an amazingly talented, smart, caring, and hilarious young man, and that we are so proud of the person he's becoming. Thank you, Graham. We love you guys. Sincerely, the moms. So happy birthday
happy
to
birthday.
Amari.
Who gives a fart?
Belated birthday. We are not going to retroactively wish everyone that had a birthday over the break. Don't think about sliding in my DMs for that one.
No.
That's the only one. That's the only one. So happy birthday, Amari. Hottest
things trending. It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So the Golden Globes for last night. Did you guys watch? Nope. Of course not. Look, who would? It's another one of these award shows that nobody cares about, except for the fact that Nikki Glaser was the host, and she did so good, you guys. People online are loving it. Not that they would actually probably sit down and like watch the entire show.
No.
But
watch
catching
the
clips online. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm here for that. Some of the winners first, if anybody cares, best motion picture, non-English language went to Emilia Perez. Zoe Saldana also won an award for her role in that film. Wicked won cinematic and box office achievement. Baby Reindeer, which you loved, Jess.
Yes.
Won best television limited series. Good. And then Ali Wong. Shout out to Ali Wong. She won best performance in stand-up comedy on television. All right, so now let's get to the host, Nikki Glaser. She made history, which I think is awesome, as the first woman to host the Golden Globe solo ever.
Oh, wow.
Which you would think in 2025, maybe that's been done before. But let's run through some of her monologue now.
I am not here to roast you tonight. I want you to know that. And how could I, really? You're all so famous, so talented, so powerful. I mean, you could really do anything. I mean, except tell the country who to vote for. But it's okay. You'll get them next time. If there is one.
People are really, really loving everything that she had to say. She was talking to Zendaya, who she found in the audience.
And Challengers Girl, oh my God, it was so good. I mean, that movie was more sexually charged than Diddy's credit card. I mean, seriously. I know, I'm sorry. I'm upset too. The after party's not going to be as good this year, but we have to move on. I know Stanley Tucci Freak Off just doesn't have the same ring to it, but...
She said she was kind of nervous about that joke. She didn't know if like anything Diddy was going to land, but people laughing their butts off.
That's pretty good. Yeah, I like that.
She then turned to Timothy Chalamet.
Hi, Timothy. You were great as Timothy Chalamet this year, too. Really. And I love you. And can I just say, you have the most gorgeous eyelashes on your upper lip. I think this is just such a good look. I love you.
I love that one.
That was good.
Because he has the little, like, dinkiest mustache.
He does. He doesn't look like he could even grow whatever he's got.
And then Nikki, of course, had to talk about Wicked, which led her to talking about musicals.
Wicked, some people complained that the movie was ruined by people singing, you know. And then at Joker 2, some people complained that the movie was ruined by the images on the screen and the sounds that accompanied them. But I'm sorry, Joker 2. Where's their table? Oh, they're not here. That's right.
That one kind of led to an awkward silence a little bit.
What? That was funny.
I thought so, too. Maybe she got nervous and paused for a second. Maybe it was like maybe she could see faces that were near her and they weren't really laughing. I'm not sure. Let's do one more. I think you're going to really appreciate this one, Graham.
Selena Gomez is here. Double nominee tonight for Emilia Perez and Only Murders. And she's here tonight with her new fiance, Benny Blanco. Yes. And Benny Blanco is here because of the genie who granted him that wish. Man, lucky guy.
You know, we're big Benny Blanco fans here on the show. Love that guy on the genie show. She was really, really good. People are loving Nikki. Let's get to this, though, because there is some drama. Kylie Jenner was there with Timothée Chalamet. By the way, she didn't look pregnant. There were some rumors last week that she was maybe hiding a baby bump. She was wearing a really tight dress. I didn't see a baby bump there. Anyways, she's sitting at the table. It's like her, Elle Fanning on one side, and then her man, Timothée, on the other side. Demi Moore comes up. You can see this footage, JB Morning Show. It's on our Instagram story. Demi Moore comes up, and she's like fangirling over Elle Fanning. They're talking. She's completely ignoring Kylie Jenner, even moves to the other side, talks to Timothée Chalamet. Ooh. Has a whole conversation with him, doesn't even acknowledge the fact that Kylie Jenner is sitting between them before walking away.
Yikes. That's
it's
obvious.
Very it's awkward. So obvious. I know. I wonder why, though.
Because Kylie even turns and says something to her.
She's then, like trying to join in. Like, hey, she's like smiling and giggling along. Nothing from Demi Moore.
Yikes.
It's very uncomfortable
what
to watch.
What if it's just one of those things where she's like, I don't know this person, and she's saying hi to the people that
okay,
she does know.
Okay, but you're going over to her man?
Yeah, you would still like put a hand on her shoulder and like give her a laugh or a look or a hi or something. I feel like a lot of people in Hollywood, they just don't like the Kylie Jenners. It's hard to take them seriously because we're talking about Hollywood actors who have worked hard, you know, to perfect their craft and for everything they have. And here we have Kylie, who was just born and she's Kylie.
That's probably a fair assessment.
I think that's what's going on. Graham, what do you have?
All right, and just like that, the NFL regular season has come to a close. Let's take a quick look at how things ended for our Bay Area football fans. Start with the Las Vegas Raiders. They lost to the LA Chargers yesterday, 34-20 at home in Vegas. Finished the season a dismal 4-13. The second worst record in the entire league. Lots of changes ahead for the Raiders and things to address in this offseason. They need a quarterback. They need a quarterback bad. And my guess is they're probably going to need a new head coach as well. I think he'll probably get fired. Now to the Niners. Can't really talk much smack about the Raiders, unfortunately for us Niners fans, because our season wasn't much better. It was overall a massive disappointment from the expectations coming in. Niners finished their season yesterday in Arizona, taking on the Cardinals in a meaningless game. Both teams had already been eliminated from playoff contention. The Cardinals ended up running away with the game, particularly in the fourth quarter. They won that 47-24. That gave the Niners an overall record of 6-11 and a last place finish in the NFC West. Most of the Niners starters sat this game out, except for Juwan Jennings. He was the probably lone bright spot. There were very few bright spots for the Niners this season, but Juwan Jennings at wide receiver, he had a breakout year. He had an awesome year. And he came into yesterday's game, and I think the entire team came into yesterday's game with one goal in mind, getting Jennings 1,000 yards receiving. He entered the game needing just 77 yards to pass that 1,000-yard milestone. And my guess is there's probably some incentives in his contract that if you pass 1,000 yards receiving, he'd get probably a pretty hefty bonus. I can't confirm that, but that's just my guess. But still, 1,000 yards receiving would be a big milestone for him. Well, they targeted him very early and often, 10 times over the first, quarter and a half of the game. He caught 7 of those passes for 52 yards, and then that's when things turned ugly because he started scrapping with the DBs on Arizona, resulting in back-to-back unsportsmanlike conduct penalties.
Wow.
An official got hurt in one of the skirmishes, and he got ejected from the game. So he finished the season with 975 yards. He most undoubtedly would have passed 1,000 yards for the season.
Why would he do that?
But he got kicked out of the game. What are we doing? Come on. I mean, I love the fight. He was going at it. He was taking it to the opposing players.
Juicy. I missed it.
It was awesome.
Oh,
but like, get yourself 1,000 yards and then get kicked out of the game.
Oh, God.
Very disappointing, but overall, very disappointing season for Bay Area football fans. Yeah. We will now be watching the playoffs from our couches.
And there's always next year.
There's always next year, you guys. Things are going to be different next year. You'll see.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for hanging out with the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Hey, good morning, JV Show. Good morning, Bay Area. Happy New Year, JV crew.
Woo!
I know Selena had a great New Year's. I'm following her on Instagram. She's been posting her vacation a lot. Graham, I'm not sure if you moved into your new house yet, but if you did, I hope you enjoy your new home. You really built that like a real man, I can say. I don't follow Jess, so I don't know what's going on with her. But Happy New Year, everyone. It's good to hear you guys' voices. Let's have a great year.
Happy New Year, everybody.
All right, maybe in 2025, give me a follow or whatever.
No, he didn't seem to care.
Right, you don't really post much, though, on your story.
do.
Anyways.
It's usually just a boomerang of glasses.
Clinking.
Cheersing, which will lead us to the dry January discussion we're going to have here in a minute. But for those of you, yes, that are joining us for the first time, welcome back on your commute or welcome back on your drive to school or whatever it may be. We actually came back last week on the 2nd.
Yes.
So here's what you want to do, because all those questions about what we did over the break, what Christmas gifts were got, whether or not I moved into the new house and my final inspections with the building department, all of that stuff, that's in the podcast. Thursdays and Fridays, a show of last week. So get on the iHeartRadio app, the new revamped iHeartRadio app. You can put the JV Show podcast as a preset, so it'll just boom,
save it,
pop
right
up
there.
Right there. But a lot of good stuff and a lot of explanation for, you know, what we did over our time off, right there in the podcast.
Yep.
So
and then
the podcast and show.
Wild 94.9 is your other preset that we can listen to us live every morning as well. And just don't mean to spoil the podcast, but Graham did move into the new house. I just think everybody needs to know that, because you worked very hard to this.
Thank you.
And I think everyone would be very happy to know that. Okay, dry January last week, Jess and I, for some stupid reason.
Yeah, I'm regretting it already.
Committed to not drinking the entire month of January.
Going
now,
dry.
Now, Graham, you said you're not going to opt in this month because you do typically a damp January.
Yeah, where weekends are exempt.
Yeah, so I was like, you're either in or you're out. Which is it? You said you're out.
I'm out because I'm tired of you guys just blasting me over my version of dry January and the complaints from those. That's not really dry January. Well, it's better for me. I'm just living my truth, and that sort of dry January is a better fit for me. But now,
the reason why I never like that is because the damp. I mean, that's what we do anyways.
Yeah,
that's
our regular.
Like our regular drinking schedule.
Well,
football games, weekends.
There's an occasional weekday, you know, beer or glass of wine or something. I'm getting rid of those.
Okay.
And just the weekends. But you ladies committed to an actual dry January. Are we going to put some parameters around this? Because I have a couple sort of wager consequence ideas between the two of you to maybe motivate you to go all the way. But I do want to ask first, because we just had a weekend and it was in January, did you guys stay dry this past weekend?
I did.
I did too.
And I was.
Why didn't you look at me in the eyes when you said that, Selena? You kind of looked up and away.
Oh
and
my
That's what people do that are lying.
I did. I'm holding my eyeballs open now for Graham.
She just looked away again, right?
I had to blink. I'm sorry. I did. And I will say it was very difficult because me and my man just came back from Mexico and we brought all these bottles back, and he was like, let's crack this one open.
Yeah.
I was like, no, I can't, and I'm forcing him to be dry with me.
No, don't do that to him.
That's cool. Well,
I can't have that pressure. Plus, I feel like this would be good for both of us. You know, we're gonna gain some clarity. We'll feel healthier, possibly more energy, like they say. We'll see if that's true or not. So we're doing it together for now. If he did want to drink, I mean, that's on him. I am still going to not.
Okay.
And it was also hard for another reason, because we get around people and they're trying to pressure us to drink. Yeah. And then they're like accusing me
Everything
of being pregnant.
Everything just sounds better with a drink. I'm sorry.
Spoken like a true alcoholic.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, dry January is brutal for those reasons you just laid out, Selena, because people are always like, yeah, here, have a beer. What can I get for you? And you have to be like, oh, just a soda water, you know, or whatever. But it does help to have somebody that is doing it with you. Like, the only way I've made it through my past dry Januarys is because my wife went dry January with me as well. Well, damp January,
damp
but I still
January.
Call it dry January. Now, Jess, we just had this past weekend. You were a little sick going into this weekend, so I don't know if it was going to be a big drinking weekend for you, but were you successful in staying dry?
Well, not going to lie, I still wanted to drink, mainly because when you're sick, the best cure is taking a shot of tequila or mezcal with some lemon and salt. And that comes from my grandparents.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's part of my
culture. Yeah.
So I wanted to do that so bad. Couldn't, of course.
Do you believe her, Selena?
I was regretting this all weekend.
So you were regretting going dry, but you made it through the whole weekend.
Yeah, unfortunately.
So both of you guys are committed to your dry Januaries. All right. Now you're committed for the rest of the month.
Can we just say...
No.
Let's let Graham lay out his things first.
All right, here are my three ideas here. And you guys, ladies, we can discuss, or maybe the listeners can weigh on the talk back which one they think. All right. If you do not make it through dry January, option one, you have to paint your face green, wear a witch hat, and go see Wicked in the theater.
Oh, my God.
You know, some theaters won't let you in if your face is painted.
Well, then we'll find the one that lets you in.
So embarrassing.
Option two. You have to take a shoey of whatever drink, a shoey of the other person's shoe of whatever drink caused you to break your dry January. So if you finally cave.
I hope you crack, Jess. I'm bringing my Crocs.
If you finally cave and you have a margarita or whatever, we're mixing up a margarita and putting it in
the
shoe.
Disgusting.
And you got to chug it. Option three, same concept, but you're drinking out of my coffee mug that has not been washed. And whatever that is. So, Selena, you cave and you have a glass of white wine. We're pouring it into the mug and you got to chug it.
Face paint is my number one.
I think the listeners can weigh in on the talk back and see what they like. But I think there has to be something because there has to be an incentive to keep you guys going and keep you on. And this is on the honor system, of course. So we're trusting that you are being honest. And I hope that you will be.
Are you allowing us to pick which one when we do crack, if we do?
No,
or are we going to go with one that's going to be the...
We're going to settle on one of those
consequences. This is where we need your help. Leave us a talk back on the iHeartRadio app and let us know which one you think. I guess we're going to base it off the talk backs, whichever one gets the most. Mm-hmm. That's what we're going with. Jess, I know you had a question.
Yes.
We're going to do that next.
Please.
Want to make sure all bases are covered.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Oh, we got a birthday shout out.
Good morning, guys. This is Muddy, blue-haired lady from Comedy Jam. I just wanted to wish my son Julian, a.k.a. Juju, a happy 7th birthday. Tell him that I'm proud of him and I love him very much, and so does his siblings and his dad. Happy birthday, Juju. But really, who gives a fart?
That's a good point. Happy birthday,
great
Juju.
Who gives a fart?
You think she still has blue hair?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because now that she's blue-haired lady from the Comedy Jam, we met her at Comedy Jam, she had blue hair. Yeah, she's stuck with it for life.
All right, so Jess and I have committed to dry January.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So far, we've made it, but that was only one weekend. We still got a lot of days to go till we wrap up this month. Now, Graham, I feel some doubts. I feel like you're doubting us.
I'm majorly doubting you guys.
Why?
Just because.
We can do this.
I've tried to do it before, and it's not an easy feat.
So you laid out some consequences
mm-hmm.
that we would have to face should we crack and drink this month.
Yep.
There was
I gave three options. Option one was the loser has to paint their face green, wear a witch hat, and go see Wicked in the theater. I thought about making you have to see Wicked multiple times in the theater back to back, which would be funny. But we'll just keep it at one.
Okay.
Number two was a shoey, which is, if you don't know what a shoey is, it's where you pour a drink into a boot or a shoe and you chug it out of there. A shoey of whatever drink caused you to break your dry January. So, Selena, if it was a box of wine, we'd pour a box of wine in a shoe and that would be it. You'd have to chug it.
Yes.
Or that same concept, whatever drink caused you to break your dry January, we pour that into my disgusting, you guys think it's disgusting, thermos that I use every day that hasn't been washed now in over a year.
Now we wanted
to chug it out of there.
We wanted to leave it up to you. What should the consequence be? So we are taking your talk backs on the newly updated iHeartRadio app. Mm-hmm. You know, the thing got a makeover. Make sure you set Wild Danny Fernandez your preset, JV Show podcast as your other preset, and then screw all the rest. Who cares?
Yeah, we don't care about
that's
the
all you really
but
need
there
to
are
know.
Other slots for your other preset.
But let's go to your talk backs.
Hey guys, Julie from Valley Springs. It has to be a shoey. That's all I gotta say.
The shoey.
Why?
It's gotta be a shoey. I love it. I think it's great.
Good morning, guys. It's Alejandra from Richmond. Happy Monday. I hope you guys have a great day. Just wanted to put in my boat with kind of like a little twist. I say option number two, but make it out of Graham's boot. All right, guys, have a great day.
Ew.
Yeah, I could bring in one of my construction boots.
Ew.
Some of the drink might pour out of it because I've worn them so much that there's a hole in the side.
Ew.
But we could use that one.
I don't know what's worse, that or Selena's sweaty croc.
Sweaty croc is worse. And that's what you'll
know.
Be chugging out of.
No.
All right. If it's a shoey, I'm making it through.
Most of the other talkbacks that came in, all overwhelmingly voting for the shoey. So I think
I
think the people have spoken. Now, is it out of my boot or is it out of your rival? Because you guys are dry January rivals here. So is it out of, Jess is the one that breaks dry January, caves, has a drink. Is it out of Selena's croc? Or Selena, if you cave and have a drink, is it out of Jess's?
Can we at least pick
whatever Jess wears?
When that time comes? Because I would rather chug out of Jess's shoe than yours.
Well, no,
mine are a lot cleaner.
We're setting the rules right here and
there. Okay, well then I vote for each other's.
Yeah, I'll vote for each other's as well.
That's fair, that's funny.
Can I ask one thing?
Yes.
Can we get one cheat day? Just one.
Yes!
A cheat day in dry January.
Just only because...
Go to the judges.
No, hold on. Let Jess explain herself.
Yeah. Oh, Selena's really advocating for a cheat day.
Because this month is when we do our holiday party here for work, and I want to be able to indulge in the free drinks.
Yeah, I ain't going to that.
I want to be able to.
I think they should be allowed one day out of 31 days. Come on, Graham.
We're already on the sixth day, and let's be honest, you did drink in January, so you've already used your day, Selena.
But that was before I decided to do dry January, and I had one drink.
I haven't. So you lost already?
No.
So that was before New Year's Day.
You decided to do this. I feel like you should get one cheat day, just one. After you use that, if you do, that's it.
There is no cheat day in dry January.
And
not...
I feel like we leave it to you on the talk back.
No.
Yes, please.
They are going to be on my side overwhelmingly. Well, I know. There are no cheat days.
Then leave a talk back and let us know.
Yeah, please.
If that's what you vote for, we will accept
our
fate.
Give us just one day.
Shuey is the consequence. There are no cheat days.
Hold up. You didn't even let them vote.
Yeah, you gotta let them vote first. Please.
You guys don't want them to vote. They're gonna vote with me on this.
And if that's the case, we'll accept it, but we at least need to hear it from them. But I do think that we deserve just one day.
Please.
After all the damp Januarys you got.
That's true.
There was no, that was something I was doing to better myself.
That's what we're trying to do. And now you're putting all these consequences of, honestly, drinking out of anyone's shoe is a major health hazard.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
Only out of your sweaty Crockett.
No, that's like work boots.
That's motivation for Jess not to break dry January. You guys got to make it through.
I think one day. Yep. That's my vote.
One day too.
That's two against one.
You on the talkbacks, please be on our side.
They're not going to be.
Just one day.
We'll see.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get to divorce day, before we get back to talking about dry January, something really cool happening here on the JV Show.
Yep, you guys, we are giving our listeners a shot at an unforgettable experience, and that is a sold-out trip to see The Weeknd at the Rose Bowl. Now, here's how you enter. Listen up, okay? You got to listen to the JV Show on the free iHeartRadio app. And your ticket in is to leave a talkback between 6 a.m. and 9 a.m. with your name, your city, and why you love Wild 94.9.
And that's it? That qualifies you?
That is
Boom,
it.
Oh, then you're entered.
Easy?
Yes.
When can people start doing it?
You can start already now. Yeah. If anything, you still have some time today because it's from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. every day.
But all this week.
Mm-hmm.
All this week long.
Chance to enter.
Yep.
Yes.
Got it.
Good luck to you. All right. We're talking about dry January. Jess and I have committed. For some stupid reason. And if one of us does crack, we drink this month, our consequence, we've learned our fate. We would have to do a shoey out of each other's shoe.
Good morning, JV Show. So glad to hear you guys this morning. Oh my gosh, I would totally make it through dry January. There is no way I would ever take a drink out of a friggin' crock. That's so gross. Or a boot. Good luck, ladies.
Right?
Good luck, ladies.
Thank you.
Yeah, and it's going to be whatever drink caused you to break dry January. That's what you are going to be chugging. It'll probably be prepared warm. I'm not making a nice cold margarita to pour into Selena's crock for Jess to drink. But
hey, why are you automatically
in that scenario.
And now to the issue at hand. Jess and I were please begging for just one cheat day. Just one out of 31 days. That's not much to ask. And we're leaving it to you on the talk
back. I'm scared.
to allow us one day.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Nancy from Union City. Jess and Selena, no cheat days. The whole point is that we want to see you have to do something disgusting. All right. Love you guys. Bye.
Wow.
That's a good point. All right. That's one vote in the no column. All right. I'm keeping tabs.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Priscilla from San Lorenzo. Nope. No cheat days. No cheat days. That is unacceptable and unfair. You need to stick by the rules. No cheat days. You can do it. It's good for the soul.
Yeah, it's good for the soul, guys. All right, that is two votes in the no cheat days column.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Leah from Campbell. And yes, I think they should get a cheat day.
Yes!
I'm with you, and I'm with Selena and Jess on this one.
Thank you. That's one for yes.
That's one in the yes column. It's already the 6th of January. What do you got to make it another 25 days? Come on. That's not that hard.
I have a lot of things this month that I didn't take into consideration when I decided I was doing dry January. Okay, we got one vote for yes.
We don't care.
Hey, Selena, Graham, and Jess. This is Hazel from San Francisco. I've been sober a year, and I did it for medical reasons, not for, anything else. I still would love to take shots. But if you're going to do the whole month and get the benefits of, like, feeling better, blah, 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 I say no cheat days. But also, there's a lot of mocktails and non-alcoholic drinks out there, non-alcoholic wine, non-alcoholic beer, that makes you feel like you're partying.
No,
how about
it doesn't.
That? Substitute. I've tried that. That's the third vote in the no column. How about that? Like, they have non-alcoholic tequila, vodka, gin that, like, tastes like hard alcohol, but has no alcohol in it. You could make up a very authentic tasting margarita.
Taste. Can you actually order this at the bar?
Well, not most bars. Most bars make their money selling actual drinks, but you can buy bottles of it, of like, quote unquote, hard alcohol. That's not hard.
I'm out. No.
Yeah, me too.
Hi, it's Michelle from South San Francisco. There are no cheat dates. In January.
That's summed up right there.
Oh,
so far, there's another, that's four votes for no and only one for cheat day.
No cheat days. And I vote croc. Stinky, sweaty, dirty, Selena's gross croc.
Hey, you've never even seen my crocs.
Good luck, girls.
Oh, all right, that's five no votes. The people have spoken, and you will not be granted a cheat day in the dry January face-off.
No. If my boss is listening, please move the holiday party to February so I can get free drinks. Please.
Let me see what he says about that.
But you know what? That's fine. We'll accept it. Yeah. No cheat days. Okay.
Right. It's on.
What it is. It's on. We got this. All right. So happy divorce day to everyone.
Woo!
January, there's often a lot of breakups that go on because, you know, couples, they make it through the holidays and that's like the last straw. After that, they're dealing with the in-laws and financial stress and everything else. January is when a lot of couples are like, you know what? I'm not doing this anymore. I'm done. And they often wait until the first Monday of the new year, today.
Which is today.
To file for divorce because that's when businesses are back open. So today is divorce day. That's what the lawyers call it. They even call January divorce month because they see so many divorces come through.
Ooh. Well, yeah, because you can't do it during the holidays.
Exactly. You can't. I mean, can you imagine asking for a divorce on like Christmas Eve or something?
Oh,
it's like, no, you just wait a little. You hold on for a little while longer, get to the first Monday of January, and then you do it. That seems like the more thoughtful thing to do, right?
But you don't think it's too close to Valentine's Day? Because everything in stores is already Valentine's Day.
It is. But you can't wait until Valentine's Day because now you're just putting it off too much. Because after that, it's another holiday and then a birthday and then anniversary is probably coming up.
I think you're fine now. But if you're a week or even 2 weeks before Valentine's Day, can't do it. You got to stick it out. You got to stick out the relationship that you shouldn't be in a little while longer.
Then you find yourself trapped.
But then who are you going to drink with on St. Patrick's Day? Like,
exactly.
And then it's too close to St. Patrick's Day. And then
April Fool's, who are you going to start pranking?
Easter.
Right. Next thing you know, it's summer. But yeah, today's the day. Sorry.
Today's the
day. People. So you may be getting served with some papers today.
Yeah, but at least you know if you're the one doing the divorcing or if you're getting dumped, you ain't the only one.
Right, yeah.
It's happening to everyone if it makes you feel better.
It's the best day of the year to do it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hi, this is Bianca.
And Layla.
From Daly City. And we each have different reasons for loving you guys. I've loved this show since when JV was around, and I'm really happy that they still call it the JV Show, and I think you guys are so funny, and Layla loves it because she feels like it's kid-friendly for her, and I love that.
And you guys are so sweet.
Aw, thank you so much. Look, it's not just us fishing for compliments, although we'll gladly take them. We need you to leave a talk back between the hours of 6 and 9 every day this week. It's for your chance to win a sold-out trip to check out The Weeknd at the Rose Bowl.
Huge.
This is like a once-in-a-lifetime thing. You know, he's got a new album coming out. It's going to be absolutely major. So, again, you have like 15 minutes this morning. If you want to leave that talk back, leave your name, city, while you love Wild 94.9. That's going to qualify you.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Shakiba. I'm calling from Livermore, California. I wanted to call and let you guys know I just downloaded the iHeartRadio app because I wanted to win the weekend tickets. And now that I have the app, I'm like, damn, this is pretty cool. I'm surprised I didn't download it earlier. Just want to let you guys know you guys are doing an amazing job. You keep me and my daughter cracking up every morning. And JV is truly missed.
Thank you so much for saying. I love that you guys will always like bring JV into conversation. That really warms my heart. But anyways, I was going to say great talk back. If it were up to me, I'd give you the tickets right now.
Yeah. And the iHeart app, if you don't have it, is very cool.
That's what I'm saying. Yes. It's very, very cool. And it just got a major makeover. So make sure to go play around with the new settings. Set Wild 94.9 as your preset, the JV Show podcast as your other preset. And thank you for that talk back because you're qualified now to win tickets for the weekend. At the Rose Bowl. It's a sold out show every morning, 6 and 9. Between those hours, leave a talk back with your name, city, why you love Wild, and that's going to qualify you to win.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Okay, how excited are you guys for Meghan Markle's new Netflix show?
Oh.
So she has a new lifestyle. She has a new lifestyle series coming out called With Love, Meghan. And a lot of people have been slamming it, I guess, saying that here's Meghan yet again being super tone deaf. Like, there she is just casually cooking at home in her mansion with her high-end cookware in her luxury kitchen. And we're all supposed to, like, relate to it. Like, so she's being called tone deaf. And also, excuse me, we're learning that this at-home cooking show was filmed in a home that's not even hers. It's not even her home. Oh. She filmed it at an $8 million farmhouse 2 miles away from her Montecito mansion.
Oh, we didn't want to show us the inside of her Montecito mansion. I'm going to show you somebody else's Montecito mansion. Oh. Meghan Markle. This is me, Meghan Markle.
I'm not either. And I really do try to like her.
Why?
Because I don't have any beef with her. I think she's cute. Like, I don't really have any beef with her, but it's little things like this where it's like, yeah, maybe she doesn't get it. Although you can say the same thing about any other reality star.
Except some reality stars are more authentic and actually like...
And likable.
And likable and, you know, sort of more or less bare their soul on reality TV and air out all their actual stuff. Their entire story has just seemed very, very controlled and calculated.
Yeah.
And everything.
You're right.
And so it's hard to be able to identify with somebody. It's hard to identify with anybody that's extremely wealthy. But you know what I mean? For us norms.
Yeah.
Also, it's not authentic.
I get that.
If I'm going to be watching a cooking show, it's probably going to be from somebody who I know possibly cooks every single day. And I feel like she has a chef.
Oh, yeah. That's not a feeling. That's got to be a fact.
I can see that. Maybe like she tries a little bit too hard to be likable. It's doing the opposite. So I think we might actually get some truth in all of this drama with Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively. Last week, in case you missed it, and you can go back and podcast the show if you want more details, but we talked about Blake Lively suing Justin for sexual harassment. Now, these are the two stars of the film It Ends With Us. There's claims that he would just barge into her dressing room while she was partially nude or while she was pumping. And, you know, there was other times where he would make comments about women's bodies. He supposedly fat shamed her. Now, Justin, he filed a lawsuit against the New York Times for alleging he started the smear campaign against Blake. And I told you this the other day. Sources are saying that he also plans to file a lawsuit against Blake Lively. Now, his lawyer has confirmed this. A lawsuit is looming. And his lawyer says that they plan to release receipts of text messages. Like, every text message will be included in this lawsuit. Not the edited ones or where pieces are missing like Blake's. You're going to read everything. It'll be included here.
Can't wait. That's some confidence, right? Yeah. That's some confidence that the receipts are going to back up his side of things.
Now I'm back on Tony's side.
I don't know. I still think probably the truth of and the nature of their relationship probably somewhere a little bit more in between their two accounts, you know, where I think they're both at fault for probably some wrongdoings and handling things the wrong way. But who's more at fault? I don't
know. Probably Justin Baldoni.
No, I don't know. I think we're going to, but we'll find out if we get to see the actual receipts. But again, we talked about this last week. You will, if this does go to a trial and doesn't get settled or thrown out or whatever, but you'll get accounts from other eyewitnesses because on a movie set, what do we have there?
People.
A lot of people. There are a lot of people. So that's where I think you'll find out a more accurate account.
I am fully invested in this. Like, it's so juicy. All right, yeah. Graham, what do you have?
All right, go watch our story, JV Morning Show, on Instagram. You got to see the video if you haven't already of the man that was trapped in the circling Waymo. Have you guys watched the video?
Oh, my God.
This L.A. tech entrepreneur entrepreneur Mike Johns. He posted this video from 3 weeks ago, and he had to attempt to call Waymo customer service because he was taking a Waymo to LAX to fly home, I think, to Phoenix or vice versa. I can't remember. He was trying to catch his flight and disregard the caption on our video, which says San Francisco Waymo, I think, circling. It was not in San Francisco. My understanding, this was in L.A.
Yeah.
He was trying to get to LAX, and the car, for some reason, started glitching and got caught in just a vicious loop, and it just circling.
Oh my
which
God.
He said apparently lasted more than 5 minutes, and he was in danger of missing his flight. I've heard two accounts there. He missed his flight, or he almost missed his flight. Don't know, but either way, customer service, he called them because the car just starts circling in this parking lot and wouldn't stop and just was continuously making loops, and he obviously couldn't get out and was not at his destination and wanted to go catch his flight. Customer service struggled to then themselves shut down the car and stop it, but they were eventually able to have a resolution and stop and intervene and stop this car from acting out. I mean, it's hysterical, not hysterical if you're the person that's rushing to catch a flight and your driverless car, which you probably thought on the way there was like, look at me, this is so cool, no driver, check me out.
I would have been panicking.
And then it won't let you out. Very funny video again, JV Morning Show on Instagram.
That's also really scary, though, to know that they can't control the car and it takes that long for them to get a hold of it. Like, that's scary.
I know, that was the weird part, because they're supposed to be able to like shut the thing down almost immediately.
Have we taken a Waymo before?
Yes.
Yes.
Does it have glass? Is there like a partition?
No.
No.
Couldn't he have just jumped in and like manually stopped the car?
I don't know if you can do that or not.
Yeah, I don't think that's allowed.
I feel like in this instance it should be, or if the car's doing something crazy, like.
No, I mean, I don't know that you're able to override
the
car's driving, because otherwise people would be reaching over and accidentally bump the wheel or whatever, and then the car would crash.
Also,
if
you're in the back seat and the car's going in circles, it might be kind of dangerous to get up and try to go in the front seat.
Now, hear me out. Just a theory here. Maybe this Waymo car, because this is artificial intelligence, it's machine learning. Maybe it's seeing all the stories about sideshows, and the Waymo's like, hold my beer. I want to get in on
it
this.
It is from the Bay Area.
And it's from the Bay Area. It was born here in the Bay Area. What if it was trying to start its own Waymo sideshow?
It definitely
And this
was.
Guy just got caught up in the middle of it. This car is trying to yoke in a circle, and you know what I mean? And here we go.
He's like, oh my, what is this vehicle doing?
Like, that's a sideshow, guy. What are you doing? This car's from the Bay.
Yeah, check out the video. JV Morning Show is on our story.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Monday. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. You know, on Mondays, we each bring a picture from our weekend. Photos from home, if you will. It's on JV Morning Show. That is our Instagram. Make sure you're following us. Let's run through our pictures really quick. I went bowling yesterday.
Wow.
I don't know why I've gone bowling so much lately. This is like my second time within 2 weeks, I think.
Bowling.
You do? It's just not something I do very often. All of a sudden, we're just like always bowling.
Are you good at it?
Yeah, no. What's your score?
No, I think I made it to like 80-something.
You ever crack 100?
No, probably not.
Yeah.
And you look extra tiny.
I'm not great.
Yeah,
I do?
Yeah.
People don't realize how small Selena is until she stands with something for scale, like a bowling ball, and the thing looks like a hot air balloon next to her.
It's ginormous.
Yeah, that's like, are you
really?
Are you using a different size mega ball?
No,
that's
huge.
That's just a standard bowling ball next to tiny.
Probably smaller than the other
Selena.
Ones, too.
You, we talked about it a lot on the show this morning. You and Jess doing Dry January. You went to a bowling alley and didn't have a beer while
bowling.
Didn't
have anything. And that's what I was trying to say. Everybody I was with thought I was pregnant. Like, can a girl just not drink and not be pregnant? Leave me alone.
No. My picture is a picture of me napping with my daughter, Quinn. This, now that we've finally moved into this house that I've been building, I've tried to take some time, even though I have a lot of projects left to do, to kind of slow down. And this was Friday after the show, my first nap that I have taken in years now. I finally took a nap. This is Quinn's new bed. This is her first. This is my daughter. My wife and I feel like we're horrible parents, because she's five and she'd been sleeping in a crib up until this point.
How did she even fit in there?
Well, it's like one of those cribs you take the side off, but it was still pretty small. And this is her first big girl.
Got you.
Bed. That's a really big bed, because you could almost fully fit there, Graham.
I mean, it's just a regular old twin mattress, so yeah,
really?
I could stretch out on
there.
Yeah,
it looks big in this picture for some reason.
The feet are dangling off the end, but that's, you know. I wanted to be part of the snuggle.
And then Mine is at the gym. Take one last look at those chicken legs, you guys, because they'll be gone in 2025.
Ew, look at those disgusting handprints on the mirror.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if they just don't clean the mirror at my gym, but there's always a bunch of, like, handprints on
That's really gross.
Yeah.
What do you mean by chicken legs? You don't have chicken legs?
I feel like I have.
Yeah, I don't think you have chicken legs either.
No.
And thanks, guys.
And the handprints, yeah. What were the people doing before you in there?
I don't know, but there's always a bunch. I try not to touch the mirror because I don't want to leave my hands.
There's literally no need to touch the mirror.
Zero need.
But there's always a bunch on there. It's kind of gross.
Weird.
That's disgusting. Is this before or after you got everyone sick at the gym?
Yeah.
I would say that it's before.
Okay, good.
So listen up. If you have the flu, please don't go to the gym like Jess.
Yes. All right. All those photos, JV Morning Show on Instagram. And Graham, how was the weekend other than your nap?
You guys, it was pretty good. I mean, like I said, still lots of things to do around the new house and projects. And I, for whatever reason, I started washing some of the windows because they were just covered in layers of sheetrock dust and on the outsides were dirty. And then new windows in a new, they have like stickers on them that you're not supposed to remove until after the final inspection. So I started peeling off all the stickers and washing all the windows, which was a miserable job, but it is kind of nice because then suddenly you can see out your windows and you've been staring at these stickers covering up the view for a long time. Well, I might have done slightly too good of a job of cleaning the windows because after I did, birds just started crashing into them left and right. I'm not joking. On Saturday morning after I had finished this, we're standing in our dining room. This, I don't know if it's a red-tailed hawk or some massive bird, a huge hawk.
We see
it flying and then bam, straight into the window. Now, luckily, he bounced off and flew away. He looked pretty pissed off, though. Like, who put that window there?
Aww.
He flew away. Less than an hour later, another bird, crashed right into my, Kate has like a home, she works from home, my wife, and so she has a home office now. Bam, straight into that window. That bird didn't, that one wasn't so lucky. Died right there. And then later, a third bird crashed into it. We're talking about three birds in the span of 2 hours crashed into the windows. So I felt kind of bad that I watched the windows because birds were just slamming into them left and right.
Oh my
gosh. Am I at fault or birds? Be smarter.
You're at fault.
Do you think it's possible that like these birds, they were on, they're just like normal migration routes and like before there was no mansion there? No, they're just flying along, not paying attention. Like, I come here every year. I fly through here and bam, like, who put this window here?
I've been building this house forever. I think they just couldn't see the snacks inside before. And they're like, whoa, there's some food in there finally. Let me go in and get a taste of that. Boom, clean glass, straight into it. But yeah, I felt bad for the one bird. I didn't really know what to do with it. So I just picked it up on a rake and then I moved it away from the house.
Bird juice on your window?
Yeah, the hawk left a lot of bird juice on the window.
Well, listen to this, Graham. Okay. A bird, I just looked it up online because normally I watch a lot of scary movies and there's always like when a bird crashes into your window, it's like a bad omen that something bad is going to happen.
Oh, no.
But I just looked it up thinking I was going to be able to like scare you with some horrible information. It's actually a good thing. It says a bird flying into your window can symbolize a new change in your life, like a new job or relationship, new house.
Mm-hmm.
It may be a reminder to believe that good things are coming in your future.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah. But that's one bird. This is three.
Things are looking up. I thought you were going to label me a bird murderer. Instead, you just granted me some good luck.
Yeah. All right.
But it was three in one day, and three is an unlucky number.
That's even better luck.
Three is my lucky number, though.
Oh. Oh, wow. Well, then 2025 is just going to be your year.
Yes! I knew it. I did feel bad.
You're just going to have to be doing a lot of window cleaning, apparently, because I sense a lot more birds are going to be crashing into your window after this.
I did feel bad for them. What would you have done with them?
Throw them in the trash.
I mean, I thought about putting them in the green can, but I was like, I should just like return them to nature.
How far did you keep it away from your house? Because once it starts to decompose, like you don't want that nastiness near your house.
What if you get some other animal come by and have a snack, right?
What if it doesn't? Are you going to go check on it?
I don't know. I brought them about 50 feet away. I'm going to leave them over there for a while.
You didn't like put stuff on top of it?
Why?
It's just going to attract more animals.
I want the animals to come take it away.
But then the animals are going to stay there because they know there's food.
It's the circle of life. I want the circle to be completed. The window's not part of the circle.
But once
the window that crashed into it and killed the bird is not part of it. But it
everything
being,
else after.
Right. Some other creature. Come eat it. Sorry, right. Bird.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.